What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We made it, folks. Another week closer to the Green Bay Packers taking Ray Nitschke Field and starting training camp for 2026. Man, I can't wait. Can't wait to get out there and watch the guys do their thing, get ready for the 2026 season. Hope to see you all there. We'll be doing lots of meetups, get-togethers, events, things for the beer throughout the season while I'm in Green Bay for the home games, etc. Really trying to, you know, get to see you all rather than just have you be little comments in a YouTube chat. Trying to meet the people, so to speak, this season. And it starts at training camp. We're going to have a live watch party for the very first preseason game, so be on the lookout for that. Going to find a spot that has Carry the G, and we're going to go to town. We're going to watch the Packers preseason. We're going to watch those third and fourth stringers fight for a job. It's going to be a good time. Be on the lookout for that information. That'll be coming soon. In the meantime, we've got off-season fodder content being created by NFL media, by ESPN, and the Packers. They're like Rodney Dangerfield. You know, they don't get no respect. You know? Look, I know we got the tight end list today from ESPN and Tucker Kraft. I would suspect it's undoubtedly being looked at through the lens of he's coming back from the injury. But when you look at what he was doing on the field last year, you cannot tell me he's not one of the best five tight ends in the league. And then, of course, there's Jordan Love in the NFL's top 100 coming in at 72, his lowest ranking in the NFL top 100, dropping from last year, the year prior, where he was nowhere near as good as he was in 2025. And I understand the gig. This is all meant to get people talking, which here I am. So mission accomplished for NFL media. But we all know it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot once they lace him up and kick off and actually play the game of football. Jordan Love is coming off his best season as a pro. There is zero doubt about that. And he is continuing to get better. He has improved each of his 3 years as a starter. We've talked a lot about it here. He will most likely continue to improve, and that should be a scary proposition for the rest of the league. And I understand that the respect that, you know, Jordan and Tucker and all these guys will get will come when there's more team success. And it is funny how the lack of team success is usually what's used against Jordan Love, right? The fact that they haven't won the division since he's been the starter, well, that's a team accomplishment. That's not Jordan. QB wins are not a thing, as we talk about often here, but that will be held against him until they do. And I get it. And then the next step is, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and then, you know, that will be held against him, even though, again, that is a team accomplishment. But I understand that's the game, that's the gig, that's the world we live in. That will all come. But hopefully, in the meantime, he and his fellow teammates and snub candidates can get together and use it as fuel. That's about all it's good for, right? Certainly doesn't help you pick up the blitz on third down, know where your hot read is, complete a deep post pattern. Being ranked higher isn't going to help you in any of those ways, playing the actual position of quarterback, right? But hopefully it does give him a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder, saying, you guys know what the fuck you're talking about. And he goes out and proves it yet again in 2026. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to chatting with you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. That's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Good to see you all chiming in already. Hello to each and every one of you. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at Ticket King. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. If you need Packers tickets, use the company based right across from Lambeau Field. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video or at CheeseheadTV.com. Also got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Injuries happen, but ThetaCare walk-in orthopedic care helps you recover like a pro. Don't let pain sideline you. With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, expert care is ready now. No appointment needed, just walk in. Learn more at ThetaCare.org/ortho now. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, fine, folks. The denizens of the comment section, hope you're all doing well. Good to see each and every one of you chiming in. Hello, Nick is here on Twitch. Always good to see you, Nick. Joe, hello. We got Benarak. Always good to see you, man. Guitar Ted. Guitar Ted! Happy Friday, brother. Hope you're doing well. Jerry, thank you for the super chat, man. The Packers should bid on Terrion Arnold just so the Cowboys overpay for him. Well, did you see he had a workout with the Texans? He's got three other teams interested. Man, the NFL does not care, man. It does not care. Packers care a little bit, but yeah, man, I saw that his agent was in open court talking about how he's got four teams interested. And then there was the report, I think it was from Schefter, saying that he was working out for the Texans. You got some talent. Someone will sign you. What's weird is that he's not like he's lit the league on fire in a short time in the NFL, but that's how desperate people are for corners. And if you need an example of why the Packers haven't cut bait on Keyshawn Nixon, look no further. People are desperate for corners. E4, how you doing, man? So glad that FIFA received notice that the games must be over before Daily comes on the air. The bench of Spain and France is impressive, like the pack. Yeah, I was sweating it out that, you know, we were down to getting close to extra time. Thought might be going to, you know, overtime, so to speak, and I didn't want that. I'm gutted for Courtois, though, man. That just sucks. Watching him go out, like, I've loved him as a player since he was with Chelsea. Hate seeing him go down like he did today. And then, of course, as it transpires, you got to think he probably makes that play, makes that save, and Spain doesn't get that goal there at the end. But I digress. But I am very glad that I got to watch the majority of that game. I'm just like a nervous wreck for tomorrow in England. Soder, any thoughts about doing a Norway-England watch party? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. First of all, we're doing Summerween here at the apartment. My girlfriend and I are having people over along with my kids. And we're doing that for the balance of the afternoon. And then I'm shutting everything down at 5 o'clock to shut myself away and watch the England match. So I will be doing that away from prying eyes. Thank you very much. Jerry, thanks again, man. Love being 72 is a reflection of the O-line. Yes and no. I just think a big component is, again, a lack of team success. You know, if you're a top flight quarterback on a successful team, you get a lot more recognition, right? It would also would have helped if, you know, at the end of the season, that playoff game, and they have what would have been a great comeback, if either Jaden Reed catches a ball thrown right into his hands or Christian Watson doesn't let up on what would have been one of the most amazing comeback touchdowns ever, you know, but both of those plays get forgotten by the kind of majority of the public. And that's what sticks in the mind of people when you have major moments like that. You know, Jordan had obviously a big moment akin to that against Dallas a couple years ago in the playoffs, and people remembered that. But, you know, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And when the last image is what happened there and people are talking about, again, team accomplishments. And look, NFL players are no different. I know it's voted on by the players, though we've all talked about that process and what a joke it is. But, you know, players are no different. They're, you know, not sitting down and breaking down the film of each and every guy individually. Certainly they give credence to guys they've played against and they know, you know, ball. There's no doubt about that. But it's not like they're breaking down each and every guy in the league to form their opinions on a top 100 poll. You know, they're much like you and I. They're remembering, oh, I remember that huge play he made in that primetime game I watched, etc. So can't take too much away from it. But I will say, and I've said this for years, ever since they really started this project, what I do love is the work NFL Films does on the actual packets for the players. Like the interviews with the guys and the highlights that they put out and kind of the interweaving of, you know, guys telling certain things about a guy's game and then NFL Films showing it. And they do an excellent job of producing the actual kind of capsules for each player. That stuff is great. But the rankings, yeah, you can take or leave. Justin, how are you, man? Jordan Love was just booed at SoFi when they showed him on the Jumbotron during the Spain-Belgium game. The disrespect today continues. I don't know, man. I'll take your word for it, but, you know, it's L.A., I guess. You know, anti-Packers. I mean, I guess there's a huge contingent of Packers fans in L.A. I can't imagine that it would be a huge anti-Jordan Love swell. What? Lots of Spain fans or Bears fans? Is that what you're telling me? I don't know, man. Joe, how you doing? Packers are underrated because a lot of their best talent hasn't hit their peak yet. They will get respect when they close out games they should win. You're probably right there. And again, team accomplishment. Absolutely, man. That's a big component. No question about it. And we do talk quite a bit about this turn, right, as far as hopefully the maturation of the roster and the fact that they have been the youngest team in the league a number of years running, starting to turn that corner where their young core is hopefully growing up. And hopefully that starts to come to fruition as far as closing games out, having that experience, knowing what's necessary late in games, especially when they have the lead. I mean, it's tough living when you continuously get up and are up multiple scores in the second half and you can't hold it. There's a lot going on there, not just youth. Are soccer players divers or are soccer players divers? Yes, Ricky, they are divers. No question about it. Jerry, what's up, man? Arnold will probably plead out to a felony and do some jail time or house arrest, but not prison time. I have a feeling he'll stick around the league. Yeah, I suspect he will too. Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's the NFL, right? Soder, thanks, brother. Love on the same level as Baker Mayfield? Weak. Man, what's wild is remember how, like, Baker was, like, the toast of the town for the first month of last season, and then he just stubbed his toe for basically the rest of the year. But that's a good example, right? A guy who made some big plays, big moments, end of games, start of the year, and everyone got really excited about his play, and that was kind of a general consensus almost. Like, oh, Baker's in the MVP conversation, which was always kind of crazy, right? But then as the year went on, it was very clear he was not in the MVP conversation. But yeah, it's a lot of this is how perception works, essentially, right? That's what that's a big component of all of this. AP, that's a very good question, and thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. How soon before Cisse takes over for Carrington Valentine on the outside? I give it a month. Too much talent, and he'll fly up the depth chart if he shows a willingness to tackle. Oof, that last part is a big component, no question about it. And it's something we talked about the other day as far as, you know, when people talk about stopping the run, that includes the guys on the perimeter. There is the old adage, it's not just true for pass rushers. You got to eat your vegetables. You got to earn the right to rush the passer, to play the pass, to break up the ball, etc., by getting them in second and third and long. And how do you do that? You limit those outside perimeter runs by making sure you're being strong at the point of attack and you're funneling everything into your help. Cisse's got to, as you say, show that he is up to that. And that's a young cat coming into the league playing with some real men. We'll see if he's going to sink or swim. That's going to be a big part of it, especially early on. I think your timeline is probably right. I would say now so much depends on Cisse himself doing the work, taking the coaching, showing improvement each and every week to let the coaches trust him, essentially, right? But we know the score in Green Bay, it takes a while. You know, even Jair, first round pick from Brian Gutekunst, it took him, what, 6-7 weeks to get in the starting lineup around there. I think Cisse's gotten all the talent. No, there's no question about it. I do wonder about the, you know, bump up to the NFL level. That's he's going to get tested early and often in camp, and it's going to be fun to see how he responds. And then, obviously, preseason games, that's where I think you'll really start to get some of these answers. But, you know, as much as Valentine gets or is frustrating, right? He's a frustrating player. I would say he's better than probably most Packers fans give him credit for. But, man, the deficiencies are tough to overlook. And if you could ever learn to wrap up, you would be an exponentially better player. Like, yeah, you're going to give stuff up as a corner. Every single corner in the league does. But, man, you can't let that four-yard hitch route turn into a 12, 15-yard gain because you can't wrap up, because you're constantly throwing your shoulder chicken wing at the ball carrier, right, and just letting him go on his merry way. That is easily the most frustrating thing about Carrington Valentine. Like I said, gives up plays, sure. Every corner does. So, yeah, if Cisse can live up to the physical side of it early, he's got a chance to overtake Carrington and be a kind of major part of that rotation on the outside. No question about it. Jerry. GZTV should partner with Matthew Golden and do a golden ale. I would love to. We're busy enough with Carry the G. Everyone's always asking us to do another beer. It's like we need to get Carry the G a little bit more legitimized, normalized, become a year-long thing before we start talking about adding another beer, right? Like right now, don't forget, it's still seasonal. Like we got to make sure that this Carry the G continues to grow, which is why I'm doing such a push this year. But I appreciate it, and I like the idea, and we've got lots of helpful hints in that regard, but one step at a time. Oh, wow, Corey, that's going to be dope, man. Just booked our trip to Lambeau for the Thursday night football game against the Panthers. So pumped to return. Who's going, Nags? I will be in town, and we will have some kind of event the day prior to the game, so that Wednesday. It'll either be a tasting or some kind of meetup, but we will certainly be around. I'll be doing something around the games at Lambeau this year. So be on the lookout for information on the Cheesehead TV socials and have a great fucking time at the game. I'm just so happy that that game is not that weekend. It's not that Sunday. It's that Thursday. Because we all know the curse of daylight savings time weekend is a very real thing. The Panthers got them last year with that. Don't want a repeat of that. Scott, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch, man. What's up, Mags? Missing Cheesehead TV this summer. Been buried with work. Go, Pack, go. Sorry to hear that, man, but we are always here for you when you're ready. Now, if that's, you know, whenever you get locked in on football season, we'll be here for you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Dennis, you don't have to ask me twice.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Air the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. I can't wait to get to Wisconsin and get some Carry the G. Ran out of my supply right after the draft, so it's been a lonely existence when it comes to Carry the G here. That's Shane Agler. Jerry, skip another beer and add a whole brewery today. Well, funnily enough, Gathering Place just expanded. The guys who brew Carry the G, they are continuing to expand. In this day and age, too, that is impressive. So just buy more Carry the G, and eventually good things will happen, both for the beer and for Cheesehead TV. What else we got here, folks? Matthew Colt. No, I don't even want to read that one. That's terrible. That's an interesting question. Do you think Brandon Cisse is a good fit for this defense since the Packers are zone heavy and Cisse is a man corner? I do think he can become a very good zone corner in this system. When people talk about man corners, you got to remember a lot of what you're doing, even in college. Yes, you do play some man, but you're still doing a lot of match and even match zone principles. You're still working in the construct of cover 2, 3, 4, etc. Like, it's very rare that you're down in and down out doing nothing but man coverage, right? He's undoubtedly been kind of at least, you know, initially kind of worked in whatever the Packers are going to ask him to do you talk about predominantly cover three, the stuff that, you know, he hasn't done it everywhere, but mostly that Jonathan Gannon has employed in his time in the NFL. It's not anything that Cissé can't handle. Now, will he be an expert at it right away? No, of course not. But I don't see any limitations as far as they're going to want to do things that he's not capable of doing. He's too good an athlete. He's a very good football player. I don't doubt for a moment that, you know, it's not going to happen right away. It won't be instant. But again, I do think he's got a good kind of feel for the game, which is a big component of making sure that you know, whatever route combinations are coming and what your responsibilities are inside, outside, say if you're looking at a banjo coverage or whatever, what your rules are, etc. I mean, look no further than Keyshawn Nixon giving up that touchdown in Chicago when he took the wrong man, right? And he's been in the league how long? So, yeah, Cissé, I think he's got all the tools you would ever need. And you don't want to expect too much out of a rookie right away. But whether it's man, zone, what have you, he's got the tools. And it's up to the Packers to, you know, build on the technique and put him in good positions. And I think that's, you know, what we're going to start seeing there at Reinicke Field in a couple weeks. London Cheesehead, what's up, man? This is a really good question, complicated fella. It's a kind of elongated answer, so I'm probably not going to do a deep dive on it right now, but how does LaFleur construct his playbook in the offseason? Does he see the coach and the water boy and steal his notebook? No. But it is interesting to think about the fact that, you know, he and the offensive staff supposedly, reportedly, according to Matt, took a deep dive into the playbook and stripping it back and trying to find what they've been leaning into, maybe conceptually and tendency-wise, that hasn't worked, trying to find kind of the root of the offense again and building from there. But, you know, what's fascinating is the one year we really got, I'm not going to say a real glimpse into it, but we did hear from Matt and Aaron Rodgers the COVID year when we were all on Zoom. And there was a availability once that week where we got Matt, I think on a Monday, and we got Aaron on a Wednesday. And the two of them that week, I can't remember what week game it was, but they both talked about like the offseason Zoom sessions, and, you know, Hackett was still involved then, and just the breaking down of the playbook and trying to meld what Matt had brought and then what Aaron liked, kind of left over from McCarthy, et cetera. I'm going to try and find that because it was so illuminating. And I think I have a clip of it from Rodgers on my Twitter account somewhere. But man, it's like, there's a reason they're all in Lambeau Field, you know, all off season through the combine now, because they don't go down to the combine. They're back at Lambeau breaking film down, et cetera. It's a deep dive. There's no question about that. All right, buddy, I'm going to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.